This week's Parsha is Parshas Beshalach, and the shir is on jumping into the sea. We're going to look at a Gemara in Sota, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. It starts as follows. The Gemara mentions that Yehuda received a reward. His whole name has the Shem Hashem in it because he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, or the Shevet was, in public before Hesia. So the Gemara wants to know, where did that happen? So we'll start with that. Yehuda Mahi. What is the case of Yehuda? Desanya, it says in Abraisa, Haya Rabbi Meir Omer Kesha Amdu Yisrael Al Yam. When the Jews were standing at the Yam, at Yamsif, Hayu Shvatim Menatzchim Zeim Zeh, they were fighting. The Shvatim were fighting amongst each other. Zeh Omer Ani Yorei Tchila Liyam, Vezeh Omer Ani Yorei Tchila Liyam. Each David wanted to jump into the Yamsif first. Kafach Shifto Shel Binyamin. So Binyamin, they just jumped in. Veyar Liyam Tchila, and they got to go in first. Shneamar Sham Binyamin Seir Rodim. It says that Binyamin over there, Binyamin the youngest, ruled over them. Al Tikre Rodim Ella Raid Yam. So it's a play on words, but don't read it as Rodim. Rather, went down into the sea. Vehayu Sari Yehuda Rogmim Mosam, and the leaders of Yehuda, their response was to stone them. They were so upset. Shneamar Sare Yehuda Rigmosam, says that the Sarim, the officers of Yehuda, stone them. Lefichach, Zacha Binyamin Atzadik, Venasa Ushpizchan Ligvura, Shnemar, Venk Seifav Shachin. Therefore, because of this incident, Binyamin was rewarded with the idea that the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash was in the Chalik of Binyamin. And that's also seen in the Psukim later on when Moshe is Mevarech, all the Shvatim, Venk Seifav Shachin, between his shoulders, Binyamin Shachin, the dwelling of the Shechina. Ushpizichan Ligvura, Rashi says, Shabes Kachia Kadashim Banu Bechelko. So the question, the obvious question is, why is that the reward for what Binyamin did? And what's the whole idea of the back and forth and that Binyamin jumped in first? Can we understand why the Gemara is teaching us this? It's interesting that Tosfos mentions that Yehuda was also rewarded, according to this side of learning it or this way of learning it, Yehuda was rewarded as well. Let's look in Tosfos. He says, Vahyu Sari Yehuda Rigmasam Rogmin Osam. This is a braisa in the Mechilton. Mashal lema davar domer. What's it similar to? Lemelch baser v'dam. You have a king, a human king. Shehayu lo shnei banim. He had two sons. Echad gadol v'echad katan. One son is the older one and the other one's younger. Amar lekatan, hemidani ima netzachama. To the katan, he said, stand with me while I'm sleeping with the netzachama. Amar legadol, hemidani begimel shos. And to the older one, he said, stand with me, begimel shows, 3 hours, the 3 hours. Ba katan lahamido imanetzachama velohinichu gado. And then the younger one came to do his job with the father, with the melech, and the gadol didn't let him do it. Amar lo, lo amar li ela ad gimel shows, ba katan amar lo amar li ela ad hanetzachama. So they were fighting as to what their jobs were, and the gadol said that he still has to stay with his father, and it's not the younger one's turn. Because it wasn't clear how the father worded it. He said im, not, he didn't give an exact shear. So then the Tosfos continues, Bitoksha you omd in Sehuvin, because they were arguing, the Nar Avihan, their father woke up. Amar lehen, bini, mikol makom shneichem lo kivantem el lichvodi. And the father said that both of you, your chavana was for my kavod. You both wanted to do the job of guarding me and being with me while I was sleeping. Af ani lo ekfach escharchem, I'm not going to take your schar away. I'm going to give you the schar for doing your job. Maschar netlo shifto shel Binyamin. So even though Binyamin and Yehuda were fighting, they were fighting for kvod shemayim. And what was the schar for Shevet Binyamin? Shiyar tchil yam, because they went in first, shishar se shechina b'chalko, shenemar. And the reward, again, is that the shechina was shoreis. It dwelled in the chelek of Binyamin. Umaschar netlo shifto shel Yehuda. What about Yehuda? Zach l'malchus. Yehuda was zochet to malchus. Shneamar sarei Yehuda rigmasim. Ein rigmasim el malchus. Shneamar ba'adin amar belshatzar vil bishul daniel argavana. So there's a pasuk where the word rigmasim refers to malchus. But we see from this story that Binyamin jumped in first, and they were rewarded for jumping in first with the shechina. And Yehuda stoned them, and they were also rewarded because both wanted to jump in first. And Yehuda's response was because he wanted to be mechaber Hashem. He wanted to be the one to be bekadesh Hashem. And this in itself was a kiddush Hashem, the desire that they wanted to jump in first. So that is the idea. But we still have to understand the concept by Binyamin. And also, let's look at the psukim inside. It says, "Vink seifav shachin, Rashi says, "Begova arzo haya beis hamikdash ela shenamach asher mishalosh amos mein itam v'shama yadaito shal David levnoso kedi isa v'shchitas kachem amri nachasi be porsa mishem dechsev v'bank seifav shachin shein lecha yafer b'shor yoser mi'bank seifav." So the beis hamikdash was placed in the highest spot in Binyamin, but it was a little bit lower. And the reason is because of the pasuk uvenk seifav shachin in between the two higher spots of the horns of the bull. That's where the shoulders, excuse me, is a little bit lower. So that's where the mikdash was placed. Okay, so now the question I think is that the Gemara is basically tying in the reward of Binyamin that the Shekhinah is in it, in his makom, in his chelek, due to the fact that Binyamin jumped into the water first. However, we see that there's references earlier on in Chazal to the fact that the Shekhinah was going to be in Binyamin even before this event. Let's look at the Psukim in Vayechi. It says, Binyamin ze'ev yitraf, baboker yochal ad, v'la'erev yichalek shalal. That Binyamin is like a wolf, and it's going to eat in the morning, and it's going to split up all the bounty in the evening. Uncle is over there. He says, Binyamin ba'ari tishrei shechinta, uva'achasante yisbenei maktusha. So Uncle's tirgam is that Binyamin, in his land, the Shekhinah will dwell, and also the Mikdash will be placed. But this happened before the story of Yamsuf. It seems like it was part of the Nevuah, and it was inevitable that Binyamin was going to be rewarded with this feature, that the Shekhinah would dwell in the Makom of Binyamin. So why are we saying that Binyamin was rewarded at this point, jumping in, if we see that it was referenced a lot earlier? And even in this Chazal over here, in source number 7, in Breishis Mem Hei, Pasuk Yudalid, after Yosef reveals himself, it says that he fell and he was crying on the tzavar of Binyamin, v'yipol tzavarei v'nyamin achiv v'yif, u'v'nyamin b'cha al tzavarav. And the Torah Tmima quotes Gemara Megillah, and the weird, it's weird because it says tzavarei, it's multiple necks. It sounds like Binyamin had more than one neck. He had a big neck. V'chikama tzavarin hayulo v'levinyamin. So in Megillah, they ask the question, did he really have multiple necks? Amar Rav Elazar, Bachal Shnei Mekdashim, Shasidim Liyos Bechalko Shel Binyamin, Vasidin Lecharev. That they were crying, Yehuda was crying, and Binyamin, over the destruction of the Mikdash both times. But this was also before the whole event of Yamsuf. And there also seems to be in this Chazal some reference to the concept that it was inevitable that the Shekhinah be in Binyamin's land. So what is that idea? How can we say that Binyamin's being rewarded for this event when it was earlier that it was decreed that it should be in his land? And also, there's another Torah Tmimah where he quotes a Sifri and says, Tanya mipnei ma zacha Binyamin shetishre Shekhinah b'chelko. Why was Binyamin zocha to have the Shekhinah in his chelek? Mipnei shekol shvatim noldu b'chutz la'aretz v'hu nolad b'aretz Yisrael. Because all of the other shvatim were born outside of Eretz Yisrael and he was born in Eretz Yisrael. So this contradicts the idea that he was rewarded for jumping in, that Sheva Binyamin was rewarded for jumping into the Yamsuf. Over here it says in the Torah Tzmima, based on quoting the Sifri, that really the reason he was rewarded is because he was born in Eretz Yisrael. So what does that have to do with anything? And what is the real reason that the Shekhinah was Shore in the Nachla of Binyamin? Okay, let's keep going. So the Gemara continues, and in Sota it says, Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda lo kachaya maisa. So Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says that that's not what happened. Binyamin didn't jump in first. El zelmer ein ani yored chila liyam, zelmer ein ani yored chila liyam. Each one was fighting; they didn't want to go in. Kafatz nachshon ben aminadav yard liyam chila. So none of the shvatim wanted to go in. Before, the Gemara was saying they all wanted to go in, but now they're saying the opposite: that none of the shvatim wanted to go in. They were all scared, except Nachshon, the nasi of Yehuda. He jumped in because he knew that it was going to be split. Shenamar savuni bechachash Ephraim of Vemerma Beis Yisrael Yehuda od reid imkel. So there's a pasuk that supports the idea. Bechachash Ephraim, Rashi says, shiru lismoch Allah v'chachashu be'emunasam, that you should rely on him, on Yehuda, v'chachashu be'emunasam. I think that means that they're strong in their emuna. Reid imkel yard biyam al shabatach ba'kadosh baruch hu. They went in because they trusted Hashem. They trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Okay, so now it seems like it's arguing that nobody else wanted to go. V'alav mfarsh b'kabbalah hoshiyeni elokim kivo mayim ha-nefesh tavati B'yavan mitzula v'ein ma'amad. It's a quote from Tehillim. Al tishtefeni shibolis mayim ba'al tiv la'eni mitzula. Okay, so there's a quote. It's a psukim from Tehillim that proved the idea that Yehuda Nachshon was the one who jumped in first. But Osa Shah, then it continues, in that moment, Hayah Moshe Marech b'tfila. Moshe was Marech, he was davening. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yedidei Tovim B'yam Be'atza Marech b'tfila. That my friends are drowning in the sea and you're davening. Lifnei Amar Lifnei Lifanai, before me. Amar Lifana, Ribono Shel Olam, Uma B'yadi Lasos. What am I supposed to do? Amar lo, Daber al B'nei Yisrael Liso. And then Hashem says, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to lift up your staff and direct Klal Yisrael to travel. Lefichach. And then the Gemara stops with that story. So it talks about how Moshe was criticized for davening too long. And then it continues. Lefichach zecha Yehuda lasos memshal of Yisrael. Shnemar haisa Yehuda lekacho Yisrael mamshalosov. Matam haisa Yehuda lekacho of Yisrael mamshalosov. Mishum dahayam ra'avayanos. So the Gemara ends up concluding that the reason why Yehuda was rewarded with the kingship was because of the fact that they jumped in first. So there's three parts of the Gemara. The first part is that Binyamin was rewarded because they jumped in first and all the Shvatim really wanted to go in, Yehuda the most also, and they stoned Binyamin, but they were still rewarded. And the other approach of the Gemara, the other story, nobody wanted to go in, and Yehuda Nachshon jumped in first. And then in the middle, there's this idea about Moshe. He's being criticized for davening too long. His tefillah was too long, Ma'arech. And then it comes back and mentions the reward for Yehuda. But you have the same question that I had on Binyamin for Yehuda. Why? Because earlier on in Vayechi, it says, Lo yasur shevet mihuda, mechokek mibein raglav, ad ki yavo shilo, v'lo yikas amim. So when Yaakov was blessing, was being mevarech the Shvatim, he promises that Yehuda was going to be the melech. So it didn't come from Nachshon jumping in, it came earlier. And in fact, Rashi says over there, because of Tamar, because the whole story of Tamar. So what is the reason why Yehuda was the king? Was it because of the fact that Nachshon jumped in first? Or was it because of the fact that of the whole story of Tamar, where he was Moda, that he was wrong, and Tzadkam Yemeni, that's what Rashi says over there. So what's the reason? So we have to understand this. So this is where I wanted to share some insight into perhaps what the Gemara is saying. I think that the fact that there's some type of remez to these rewards earlier on is indicative of their personality traits. And it seems like Binyamin and Yehuda were both leaders, but leaders in a very different type of manner. See, Binyamin was born as a separate entity from the rest of the family. He wasn't involved in the selling of Yosef at all. And Binyamin was raised kind of separately. He was in his own world. He was protected by his father. So he didn't really have the same relationship or the same connection to the brothers as all the other Shvatim had with one another. He was kind of his own entity. Whereas Yehuda was the opposite. Yehuda was the ultimate brother, the leader of the brothers, and he was the ultimate social individual in terms of his relationship with his family. He wasn't somebody who was aloof or separated. He was the opposite. He was the leader. So it seems like there's two concepts between jumping in first. One was reflected in the first memra about Binyamin, that if you don't care about what anybody else thinks, which is kind of Binyamin's personality, they weren't really connected to the brothers. They didn't really, at least I'm saying that Binyamin wasn't as connected to the brothers because he wasn't involved in the whole story of Yosef and he was kind of raised separately. In fact, I think that's the idea that he was born in Eretz Yisrael and they were born in Chutz La'aretz. It means that he was separate. There was a separate aspect to him and that permeated his personality to the point where he can make decisions regardless of what other people thought of him, what his brothers thought of him, he didn't care. And the Shevet was, at least, the Shevet reflected that same personality trait. And when a person jumps in somewhere it reflects their emuna and they just don't care about other people, what they do, all they care about is God. So that's really the ultimate idea of Kiddush Hashem. And that's why I think the Shechina was in Binyamin's Chelek, because that is the concept of how man should relate to the Shechina. He shouldn't care about other people, shouldn't care about leading other people, your relationship to others. It should just be about God. And whatever's right, that's what you do. Yehuda, on the other hand, was also a great individual, obviously, in the Shevet. But Yehuda reflected a care in terms of how others perceived him. He was connected to the brothers. However, he was a leader. And his leadership was such that Yehuda understood that he had to lead in a way which others would follow and others would definitely be led to believe in Hashem and to understand Hashem to a greater degree as a result of Yehuda. So I think that's the idea over here, that Yehuda's personality from earlier, from the time of Tamar, from that story, reflects his desire to lead his brothers and the fact that he cared about what others thought of him, but he wanted to use that in a good way to lead Klal Yisrael to Hashem and the other brothers related to him as the leader. Whereas Binyamin was the opposite. Binyamin was kind of the separatist, the Shevet that was individual, that was raised separately, that had its own identity outside of the brothers. And that's why I think the Shechina was Shorah in his Chelek, because of the fact that that's the concept of worshiping Hashem. The ultimate concept is to not care about other people and just do what's right and put God first. By Yehuda, there was a care for other people, and that's why he fit into the role of Melech, because others looked up to him. They didn't look up to Binyamin because Binyamin was the youngest, but others looked up to Yehuda, and Yehuda understood that. And part of the nature of Yehuda's actions was also, one, to demonstrate leadership. So just one more point. The Gemara seems to criticize Moshe for being Marech B'Tfila, but the question is why? Why was he criticized? What was so bad about being Marech B'Tfila in that moment? The Marsha mentions that it says in Brachos that Makom Sakana Mispalvin Tfila Kitsara, that when you're in danger, you're not supposed to daven long davening, you're supposed to daven a short davening. So what is the problem with the long davening? Why is Moshe being criticized here for that type of davening? And that's the question. So I think that there's one other concept that I wanted to share in the shir on this parsha about Moshe Rabbeinu, which is that there's two reasons why a person might want to daven for a long time. One is because they feel connected to Hashem, to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and they're engaged, fully immersed in the experience of tefillah. And that's one idea. But in the situation that Moshe was in, it seems like the Shvatim, at least according to that memra, the Shvatim are fighting and nobody wanted to jump in. And the only Shevet that jumped in was Nachshon and Yehuda. They were the only ones who jumped in. So perhaps Hashem is saying that there's an element, an aspect of Moshe that was involved in the tefillah partially to escape the situation. Meaning sometimes you daven a long time because it reflects a genuine desire to connect with Hashem. But other times the tefillah, the length of the tefillah is because you don't want to face the world. You don't want to face reality. And when you're davening, you're lifnei Hashem, it's kind of like you're immersed completely in the experience. And perhaps that was the criticism of Moshe from Hashem, that in this moment of sakana, there was an element of Moshe that was involved in tefillah simply because he wanted to escape the situation because it was scary. And not that he didn't realize that they were going to survive, but all of Klal Yisrael were fighting. Nobody wanted to jump in. The whole situation was one where it would be natural to escape. And tefillah is a great escape, but not in a moment of sakana, not here. That should not be the motive for a long tefillah. Tefillah should simply be to ask Hashem to save Klal Yisrael, tefillah kitzara, but it shouldn't be utilized as a means of escaping the yelling Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael that are fighting amongst each other, to not jump in. So I think that's the idea. And let me just summarize the shir quickly. There's three points I wanted to make. One is the idea that Binyamin was rewarded with the Shechina being in Shevet Binyamin's Chelek, and Yehuda was rewarded with kingship. The Gemara seems to say that two possibilities: either Yehuda was rewarded and Binyamin were rewarded, Binyamin jumped in first and Yehuda stoned Binyamin, but since they both had the idea of Kiddush Hashem in mind, they were both rewarded, and the reward for Binyamin was that he had the Shechina in his Chelek, and the reward for Yehuda was kingship. But the question is, what's the connection between the Shechina and Binyamin's Chelek? And furthermore, why was Yehuda rewarded for this? And then the next Gemara seems to say that all the Shvatim didn't want to jump in, and the only Shevet that did was Nachshon and Yehuda, and because of that, Yehuda was rewarded. And another question that we asked on both is that it seems earlier on that it was predestined that Binyamin would have the Shechina. We see it in Vayechi, we see it earlier on, and it seemed earlier on predestined that Yehuda would be king. So why is it tied to these events of jumping into the sea? And then the last question was on Moshe, that he was being criticized by Hashem for davening too long. So what exactly is going on there? So we have three different ideas. One is to recognize that Binyamin's nature as a Shevet, as an individual, was such that he was able to be separate. He was the youngest, so he wasn't looked up to by others, and he didn't have a relationship where he cared about others as much, others' perception of him, because he was raised separately. He was born in Eretz Yisrael, the rest were born in Chutz La'aretz. He wasn't involved in the selling of Yosef. He was kind of protected by his father. He was raised in a separate environment. And because of that, there's an advantage to that. Not caring what other people think of you, not caring about whether or not you're respected, whether people like you or not. And he did what was right. And that's what the Shechina, that's why the Shechina was in his makom, because that is the ultimate idea of worship Hashem, of worshiping Hashem, not caring about man in the face of Hashem. Whereas Yehuda is the opposite. The brothers did relate to him as a leader, and he knew it. And he also cared about leading, and he wanted to lead, and he's rewarded for stoning Binyamin because it demonstrates a genuine desire to lead Klal Yisrael. And that was even expressed earlier on in the personality of Yehuda, where we see that all the brothers listened to him and they always looked up to him as a leader. And then finally, Moshe was being criticized for long tefillah, but the question is why? It's good to daven, especially when you're scared. So why was Moshe criticized? Because there's two types of tefillah. One type of tefillah is when you're davening genuinely because you're scared and you want to relate to God and you really want to be engaged in the experience of tefillah. But another reason is because you want to escape what's going on outside. And when you daven, you can fully immerse yourself. And that's what Hashem was criticizing Moshe, that perhaps there's an aspect of Moshe's tefillah that was related to the fact that he didn't want to experience what was going on outside. All of Klal Yisrael were fighting with each other, and perhaps that's why he was being criticized. So that is the end of the shir, and I want to wish everybody a good Shabbos. Thank you.